Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of The Todd Talks, your morning dose of whatever I want to talk about, delivered as is without any edits, and intent on being meaningful, mindful, and motivational. Happy Friday, everyone. I hope your week was great. I hope your weekend's even better. As you could tell from my beginning intro, I decided to evolve it a little bit, add a little extra flavor, a little spice to it. Why I did that is because I started explaining this, whatever I want to talk about. People are like, what does that mean? Are you going to talk about sports? Are you going to talk about life? Are you going to talk about trees? Are you going to talk about birds? And although I still want to do it, whatever I want to talk about, I definitely have an intent of being, as I said in the intro, meaningful, mindful, motivational. Going back to things in threes, where I like pairs of threes, those are three M's. The three M's to what you need for a meaningful, mindful, motivational life. I'll work on that. But I think that also shows that I'm trying to evolve, and I'm evolving via practice. If you listen to my first episode compared to this episode, I think there's already a big difference. Remember my first episode, I was kind of stumbling through, definitely was being vulnerable, a little scared, a little being like, I don't know where this is going to go. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. People are going to hate this. Who knows? But no, now I've been tripling down, not doubling down. A lot of people say, double down on your strengths. Fuck that. Triple down. Why not? Again, pair of threes. Things are easier for me to digest in threes. More than one, better than a couple. It's like three to tango. I don't know. That's two to tango. Doesn't matter. I'm making it three to tango for right now. So as I think about this podcast, as I said before, I've mainly just been pushing out podcast episodes. I've been doing a little bit more on the Snapchat front. I think I've actually evolved my Snapchat strategy where I take the focus topic, which today's practice makes perfect, and just like the 10 seconds, like a 10 second video on that on Snapchat. It's been quick, something, again, going back to the motivational part, something like mindful of someone's time and hopefully meaningful, where you just get that little, you know, that little boost, that little booster shot to like really go and for your day. The other reason why practice makes perfect on my mind is another thing I'm trying to do this year as part of my total Todd transformations, that's right, three T's, is become not like an all-star super DJ. That'd be a cool thing if that happens, but that's not my intent there. My intent there is just like to learn a new skill, have a cool hobby. As I said before, love music. Music is very important to me, especially music festivals. That's why I was like, oh, I want to give back to that community, you know, produce more, consume less kind of situation. And why this is top of mind is that yesterday I had I'm doing like an 8-level course. Basically, it's like a year-long 8-level course. Level one was beginning to scratching, where we were on vinyl, just like learned the very basics of like, you know, counting, dropping on the one, counting beats, one, like depending like beats per minute kind of thing. One, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, understanding some bars, phrases, stuff like that. Level two, intro to mixing. So understanding how two songs blend to each other based off of tone, beats per minute, you know, when to drop in, like you don't want to put lyrics over lyrics kind of situation, how to like transition, stuff like that. Which is really cool. Level three, which I just completed, was intermediate scratching. So kind of like build off the foundation of level one, add some like cool like advanced scratching. So yes, yesterday was my level three class performance, which I did much better than my level two. And it's not just because time has passed, it's because I actually put a lot more practice into this set. So my level two set, you know, I was messing with it, you know, spent a few hours, like, curating it, kind of, like, going around, like, figuring out, like, what sounds good. The actual set itself, I was nervous, I didn't really perform it too many times. I definitely was holding down, like, the platter too hard, so I was actually trying to drop the one, and it was delayed because that was happening because I didn't really practice it over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. You know, if you want to be best, it's really great at something, you got to do it. Got to commit to muscle memory. It's like riding a bike. It's like shooting a basketball or at the free throw line. You know, you got to keep doing it. You just won't walk up one day and be like, I'm going to do 100 in a row perfectly. No, it takes time. Probably years maybe. You know, that's just how you build up that skill, that muscle, that particular muscle memory. So it just becomes like clockwork. So yesterday's set. Still, definitely always room for improvement, but I'm way happy with my own results. Better at dropping on the one. Even if I missed it by a little bit or was a little bit early, I understood how to push and tap a little bit better so I can get it before the full mix like happened. Introduced some scratching techniques. Definitely was pretty good about it. Again, still would like to have some more cool things to do while I'm like transitioning songs and stuff like that. But again, overall, happier with it. Excited for the next level. Focus on production, leveraging like software like Ableton to figure out how I can make my own intro cuts to a song, or like if I like a particular song, I want to cut out certain songs or parts of songs, try to like make my own flavor. Right now, I'm going by DJ TK. Not performing anywhere yet. That's a 2019 goal. Going back to the 3Ts, thinking about if I can get a set, a weekly set, I would love to do like a Todd's Tuesday Throwdown, especially in a nearby bar. Makes it easy for me for a setup, as well as I can build like community relationship, because to me, going back to another thing that I care about, TLC, not the Learning Channel, but Trust, Loyalty, Community, really love to build some sort of community, especially within music, within people that I'm around, especially here. As I said, I live in Prospect Heights. Beautiful. Love being here. Excited to continue being here. But yeah, that's really what I want to focus on. Practicing Make Perfect. The other thing, as I mentioned before, about being vulnerable and evolving, I want to start trying to win on multiple fronts. Again, I've mentioned a million times, reading, writing, not my strengths. Listening, talking are. But I actually started being like, hey, okay, there's a lot of people that are really good at this and they have their services, freelance services. I don't need to hire agent. Obviously, I don't have the money for an agency or anything like that, but don't need to do it someone else. I can do like quick like turnarounds. So for example, I actually got a new logo. Hopefully that propagates to the different podcast distribution. But if you see it on Anchor, you actually see the new logo now. It says the Todd Talks on the right-hand side. On the left, there's this like beautiful microphone. I got that through leveraging the service called Fiverr, which is like a bunch of, it's like a freelance marketplace, a bunch of freelancers across the world with all their different services. It doesn't just do logo designs. You can do like websites. You can do digital marketing. You can like write essays. There's a freelance for everything kind of situation, programming, whatever it may be. So obviously I don't have the skills to design. I also don't have the money to hire a top level design agency or top level freelancer here in the United States. So you can go on there, you can bid based off of like what your requirements are and how much you're gonna spend, or you can just go to someone's freelance page, check out their work and be like, hey, they have set prices, set deals. You go it and you just go with it. Very happy with the result. I'm doing it for this podcast. I'm also doing it for the other podcast I'm the managing director of, the Parsnipship, also great. Podcast, check it out, especially like Radio Place. I definitely mentioned it before, but that's theparsonship.com. Great, great, great. Probably we're going to do a little bit more, branding on it, or a little bit more like the right hooks on it, because we do have an episode coming up in June, but I'm not going to focus on that right now. Said, going back to that, evolving and winning on all fronts. Because I was so happy with this site, I'm leveraging, I'm not sure if I already mentioned it, but it's called Fiverr. I think there's other freelance marketplaces like that, but you get the idea. Probably going to start doing that to transcribe some of these podcasts. Be like, hey, listen to these episodes, transcribe it, set price, whatever it may be, just so I can actually start getting content on Facebook, get some content on LinkedIn, really frame it in that way. Again, people could be like, well, why don't you just do it yourself? First of all, I don't have all the time in the world to do that. Second of all, it's not my strength. Why would I spend 5 hours when someone can spend 10 to do the same result? Obviously, that's in hyperbole, but you get the idea. Example, I've already done this a little bit. I haven't implemented it on my site yet, but I plan to do that this weekend, is a more robust about me. Currently, if you go to thetoddtalks.com, you have just the tagline, your morning dose of whatever I want to talk about, yada, yada, yada. It doesn't have that new piece of it, the intent on being meaningful, mindful, motivational, but I can easily add that on because it's only a few more words. However, I want something a little bit more intense, like not as intense, but a little bit more like meat, I guess, a little bit more body to that language. Maybe if someone is like, well, still, what does that mean? Or like, or doesn't want to listen to an episode yet, or they prefer content in written form. You know, I want to build a community, build trust, build loyalty, going back to TLC, by making sure that I am providing the best format and best consumption for everyone and not just for myself. Again, podcasts are the great way for me to learn. Doing things is a great way for me to learn. So I'm thinking, okay, with the about me thing, I actually went on Fiverr, found this great guy. It was like $5 plus a couple dollar service fee, so $7 total. Wrote out 400 pages, or I mean, not 400 pages, so that'd be great. That's an essay, right? That's like a book, right? About me description. I guess actually this like evolving and winning on friends, this also goes back to like optimizing your time. So kind of goes back to a couple episodes ago. If you haven't listened to that episode, really like it, OYL Oil. Definitely check that out. I think that was a good listen. I think I felt really in my groove on that episode. Definitely feeling pretty like in the groovy, I guess, in this episode. Last episode, sharing is caring. Not 100% on it, but I was hitting a roadblock. I'm trying to, again, going back to being vulnerable for a second. I was definitely hitting a roadblock where I remember trying to record that episode or something similar. I think my first iteration was like be authentic, stuff like that. Wasn't really hitting the mark on it. So after a couple more tries, I was like, no, just fucking do it. Just go for it. Just kill it. So hopefully got some value off of that. But yeah, so as I said, winning on all fronts, trying to evolve, practicing. Got a lot of things I'm trying to do this weekend. Know it's a long weekend. Got a couple plans, nothing too major. Definitely want to be on the low key side just so I can spend more time focusing on this, focusing on the partnership. Maybe even if I have some extra time doing some DJ stuff, but I don't think so. I'm probably going to take a week break off of that so I can spend that time on other of my, I guess, things I'm trying to achieve this year. So, yeah. Get ended on that. As always, if you want to reach out to me, it's at The Todd Talks on basically all social media platforms, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook, whatever have you. I might actually set up a Google Voice like number. So if you want to like text that or like leave a voicemail, I think you can leave voicemails via Anchor. Don't really know how that works yet. Probably gonna look into that this weekend. So be on the lookout for that. And yeah, as always, have a great day, have a great weekend, and talk to you soon.